CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Holly Fretwell of the Property, Environment, and Research Center in Bozeman, Montana, PERC, who is the co-author with her colleague Jonathan Wood of Fix America's Forests, Reforms to Restore National Forests and Tackle the Wildfire Crisis. Well, here we are, the drought that is dominating the West so much so. Take a look at the picture of Hoover Dam right now. You see how low that water is? That's not normal. Okay, the drought that's sweeping the West, California is hard hit, at least the second year, means that the wildfire risk is accelerating, and the wildfire risk is not solved easily, but you have to start. When's the best time to plant a tree? Today. When's the best time to start to solve wildfires? Today. So, Holly, I welcome you because you have a piece at the Washington Examiner recommending to the new Biden administration what is to be done. The staggering amount of work ahead of us means that we have careers here, but we're going to just speak to the federal forests. There are 193 million acres of U.S. Forest Service management. 63 million of those acres are at high or very high risk of catastrophic wildfire. What needs to be done right now for Washington to move effectively? Good evening to you, Holly.
Good evening, John, and thank you so much for inviting me once again. There are a number of things that can be done, but right off the bat, we need to get in and do some forest restoration, especially around communities that are right adjacent to the forest, to reduce the fuels that are in those forests so that we can mitigate some of this fire. Fire is a natural part of the landscape. We're not going to eliminate the fire for sure, but we can help slow the fire down a little bit so we can get better control of it, particularly when we're in these areas where lots of people live.
The federal government has a lot of money. It's spending a lot of money, but I don't think there's enough money in all the federal government to restore all these lands. So your recommendation is the federal government explore partnership. What does that look like, Holly?
Well, the federal government, the National Forest in particular, has a lot of collaborative groups and partnership groups that they're working with to actually help increase the pace and scale of some of the forest restoration that they're trying to do. The agency itself does most of the design and planning with some of these collaborative groups to get a better idea of what those local communities are looking for and what the outcomes are that they would like to see. And then they work with other private groups to try to figure out how can we pay to get some of this stuff done, because you're absolutely right. The federal government and the Forest Service does not have anywhere near enough funding to get these projects done, or enough money in to even, you know, look back at that and actually appropriate those dollars. But there's another benefit from relying on the local community and the partners, and that is getting a better understanding of what the local issues are and what these local interests are, so that they can be assisting in getting these projects done and coming out with what they would like to have at the end of the day. If you're living next to a forest, you really have a good idea of what the benefits of that forest are and also what the cost of that forest are, far better than somebody who lives hundreds of miles away.
Where there's a will, there's a way. We both had mothers who told us this. Is there a will? That's the puzzle here, because I learned from you that the Forest Service once was very, very open to clearing out the undergrowth, open to the fires that burn out the undergrowth and as a natural cycle of forests. But for the last decades, and I don't remember when this started, Holly, it's in your pamphlet, the protection of forests meant to fight all wildfires all the time. Is that understanding changing in Washington? Because from your pamphlet, from your publication, what I learn is that the Forest Service has to imagine a world where they don't smoke jump into every forest fire, but let it burn.
For sure. You know, in our booklet, we have a report from PERC, Fix America's Forest. In there, we talk a lot about sort of what the problems are. One of the issues is we can't just let forests along the fringe of communities burn right now, because there's way too many fuels in those forests. The Forest Service has been fighting fire for, it's suppressing fire for over 100 years. And up until the late 1980s, we were actually harvesting a fair amount of timber from those forests, sometimes in a good ecological manner. manner and sometimes in not such a great manner. So I don't want to argue that that was the right type of harvest that we were doing then. But what we really need to think about now is, what do we want these forests to look like? Forest health really is defined by humans. And once we define what it is we want from these forests, we can actually manage them to get there. And sometimes that is restoration and trying to get it to look like something of the past, something that it historically looked like. And sometimes we may want to reduce the risk in a fire, and it may not look like something that's historic, but we just want to reduce that risk and make sure we're protecting our watersheds. And to do that, we really do need to get into a lot of these forests and do some fuels treatment, reducing some of the fuels in the forest, whether it's just the small diameter stuff on the ground or actually clearing some areas around these communities, so that when these wildfires do take off, they are not entirely uncontrollable and just taking out community after community, because they are so hot and dry. And this drought is just making that worse, because the forests are drier and they are a tinderbox. And if we look at what's happening today, by golly, we have already something like 47 fires burning about 520,000 acres, and it's just June.
But that's controlled burning. And what I learned from you is that controlled burning, anytime you try to talk about the health of a forest, you have interest groups, NGOs, interested parties, regions, towns go to court and slow this down to its stopping zone. I think you suggest the fact that these things take years and the forest meantime is out of control.
Yes, oftentimes we do see these forest projects that are going through an environmental planning process and they are opposed and litigated, and that can take years and years. The project that we have just outside of Bozeman, Montana, where I am, has taken up to 15 years, and we're still not in there to do some of this fuels treatment to reduce the fire risk. But there's a lot more to it than that. Some areas are really prone to having environmental issues, especially where there's a lot of endangered species. Other areas, not so much. One of the other things we really need to think about is how the Forest Service is able to partner with some of these different groups that are really interested in helping enhance the restoration projects. And we need to have a little bit more flexibility on some of these contracts and the ability of the Forest Service to commit funds over a longer period of time to motivate some investment in infrastructure, so we can actually find some return on some of the materials that are being removed that actually have value, but there may not be infrastructure, wood processing infrastructure in place presently to add that value to those products.
The building of residents right up against the forest without controls because they can afford it. Is that something that can be at least contained, Holly? Is there a conversation going on about how you're putting all of us at risk by building your house in the midst of this forest?
There's definitely a conversation going on, and there are, you know, millions of homes that are being built along what we call the wildland urban interface, or the WUI. And that for sure is problematic. And when the Forest Service and other federal agencies fight these fires along that fringe, it is in some senses subsidizing these folks that own these homes, because they don't have to suffer the full consequences of what that fire risk is. There's actually a really interesting group out there of individuals that are trying to help reduce the risk to homes and actually mitigate wildfire, and are working with insurance company. It's called Qualified Insurance Resources. These are firefighting groups that are not out there to suppress the fire, but what they are doing is they are going individually to the homes that insurance companies have contracted with, and actually fighting the fire to protect that home and mitigate the fire on that particular home. The interesting part here is now we're putting the cost back into the homeowner's bucket, but what's even more interesting is that the insurance companies are actually paying for this without increasing the premium, because the loss to wildfire is so great. So here's a great private solution that can help us protect these homes in the WUI. One of the problems they're having is sometimes they can't get behind the fire line. Sometimes they can't get behind the incident command team, even though they're trained and qualified, just like some of the contractors within the agency. There's not a really good understanding of when they should be allowed behind that fire line. So we're actually working with some of these folks to try to get a good contract or agreement with the agencies to make sure that they can get back there to help fight that fire or reduce that risk to those particular homes, and allow the Forest Service and their contractors to do more of the suppression and trying to keep it away from the communities, whereas this group really focuses just on each individual home.
Holly, we have 30 seconds. We have a new administration. Your opinion now, is it time for the Biden administration to put money into the forest? Is this the right moment?
We absolutely need more money put into the forest, but I think what we really need even more so is those private sector partners that can help us invest in some of the infrastructure. And that's not a job that's going to come from federal appropriations. What we need is the ability to have flexible contracts to motivate that private sector to invest in the infrastructure so that we can get some of this stuff removed and make it sustainable in the long run.
Holly Fretwell, co-author with Jonathan Wood of Fix America's Forest. This is the Property Environment and Research Center in Bozeman, Montana. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.